Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Okay, you're getting married to the love of your life, and like any normal person who's throwing a wedding, we have a limited guest list. And you really want to invite your friends, let's call them Sam and Diane. Now, Sam and Diane are broken up when you're doing the guest list. So you give them each an invite plus a plus one. But in the meantime, before the wedding, they get back together. And now Diane wants to bring a plus one, and she's not even someone you like. Is it okay to sic your entire bridal party to snub them?
This is Same Day Shipping, the show where we geek out over real love and fake relationships.
I'm Colin.
I'm Patrick.
I'm Kelly. And that was Ryan with the hot take. Okay.
Ryan is not with us today.
Thank you for including the word today.
Yeah. Right. She has not passed away.
No, she is.
She's at a wedding.
She's at a wedding.
Yes.
Okay. So you are involving the bridal party in your fury.
This is wielding the awesome power of the bridal party.
Yeah.
I think you have to use that power responsibly, right? Mm.
Yeah.
But also, it implies that you're the bride.
Yeah, I mean, I think she was telling it from that perspective. Okay. So yeah, you go out of your way to make sure that your friends, Sam and Diane, are included in the wedding because you want them there. And because of the awkwardness of them not being together anymore, you give them a plus one. When they get back together, I think those
Do you dissolve
ones,
their plus ones?
I don't think you do. I think they should.
I think they should. But the thing is, if they don't, there's nothing you can do.
Right.
Right?
We're way past should. Because
you've already
point.
Got
it's
head
already
count.
Happened. Yeah.
Yeah. Your head count is including plus ones.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's bad etiquette to, if you get a plus one, bring a rando.
Yeah. What we're saying here is don't be a Diane.
But here's the thing. That rando better bring a good gift. Because if they're bringing a good gift, then they're allowed.
Well, here's the thing. The rando, rando's one thing. But as Mogi said, Diane's plus one is explicitly not liked by the bride.
Oh, I thought she said you just don't even know them.
I think
you don't
she
like
said,
them?
Well, we can't review the tape.
There's no way.
I'm disallowing
no way.
It.
But, so, okay, if you don't like them, then that's fucked up by Diane.
Yeah.
But if you don't know them, it's still fucked up, but not as evil.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you could bring dozens of random people get invited to weddings as plus ones. They're dates,
I mean,
right?
that's sort of like the nature of the plus one.
right?
Yeah.
I think
like,
so.
And I think
you're just accepting that there are people that you're not explicitly inviting who nonetheless are invited.
Yes, here's the thing. This is what I've read. Mm-hmm. Because I'm currently trying to whittle down a guest list.
Yes.
As time goes on.
head there's in time. Hand,
yeah,
by the way.
Yeah, it's not my favorite thing. Worry, it's not my time. Favorite thing to fucking do. I hate planning.
Right.
So usually like if someone is either in a live-in relationship, like if you know that someone is with someone, mm-hmm. then you give them a plus one. If they're going to be like the only person from that period of your life and they're not going to know anyone else there, then they can bring a plus one. But it's like if they're going to have friends around and they aren't really with anyone and you're trying to keep the guest list short, it is acceptable to not give people plus ones if it's a small wedding.
Yeah.
So I think you're being very, I mean, I think it's strategic, right? Because Sam and Diane, they were not together. Were they exes at the time?
Yes. So they had been together.
Right. So I think it's a good move no longer together. Right. To be like, you guys get plus one so that it's not going to be this weird thing. Mm-hmm. And
right.
And then they're together.
Look, you don't want Sam and Diane hooking up at your wedding because then your wedding is about fucking Sam and Diane.
Yeah.
I know.
You need them to bring dates.
But here's the thing. Why are you so desperate to have them at your wedding? Is it because you know that they're the most interesting part of your life?
Look,
I need Sam and Diane.
I've not seen this particular episode of Cheers.
Neither have I.
Yeah. It's Cheers, right?
But I assume that this is someone working at the bar or one of the regulars.
Yeah.
Like, it would have to be.
It's got
to
be like, I'm picturing like Carla's wedding and Diane brings... Who does Carla know? Like, Carla doesn't like
wedding.
Anyone.
No, Carla hates all of them, but she also loves them dearly.
Yeah. Does she ever get remarried to Nick?
I think
she does at some point.
I don't know. My Cheers knowledge is spotty at best.
Okay, same.
I have seen a lot of episodes of the show, but like very few in succession, no complete seasons.
I don't know much of the lore.
I'm not real good on like Cheers mythos.
Yeah,
but...
yeah. I think, okay, so since we have no way to know if it's someone that you just don't know or someone that you detest.
Right. Mm. If it's someone that you detest, because I feel like that's even a heightening from someone
sure.
you don't like.
Oh, detest is like a mortal enemy.
Right. Yeah. Then you can sick the bridal party on that person. You can turn everyone against this person. I feel like it is within your right.
Oh, yeah.
If it's someone you detest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But if it's just someone that like you don't know or don't particularly like, I think you got to just be like, you know what? My day is bigger than... you being here and me not wanting you to be here.
Sure.
That's
sure.
right.
Right?
Well, you know, it is because it's like, you want to like Mariah Carey, I don't know her.
Yes.
Like you want to, here's the thing. If you're swatting at a gnat, everybody mm-hmm. in the room doesn't see the gnat. They just see you freaking out.
Mm. That's right.
So who looks like the idiot?
This is great advice.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much.
It's really good.
Thank you so much. I have said that to many people as advice and no one takes it. Because they just want to be fucking pissed off all the time.
Oh my god, it is. There's something about being pissed off where it feels great for a second, and then it starts to feel real bad.
And it's also like great. Here's the thing. No, because it can be entertaining for others too.
Yeah.
Because sometimes when someone's going on a fucking tear, someone, I'm like,
yeah.
But after a while, it gets tiring to the people around you. Uh-huh. I think.
Yeah.
Have you guys ever brought someone to, like, as a plus one, someone that you're like, you don't really belong here, but, like, I'm bringing you, like, I'm trying to put myself in Diane's shoes now. And I'm remembering that I did bring, this is while I was living with Sarah, I brought someone else to a wedding as my plus one. It was someone that the bride knew and, like, was friends with and cool with.
But did not get an invite to that
But did not get an invite to the wedding. Mm. It was one of my roommates at the time. And the other roommate was also invited. So, like, but it was kind of because, like, there were two couples that were invited. Sarah and I, or I was invited with the plus one with the implied, like, Sarah would be the other one. Mm-hmm. And then my roommate Andrew and his girlfriend Karen were invited. And then our third roommate Taylor was not invited. But sort of just because, like, he didn't have a pair. It wasn't, like, an easy thing.
Wow,
and so Taylor was
rude.
My plus one.
That's rude.
What,
Taylor should have been invited.
Taylor should have been invited.
There might be some secret beef that you don't know about.
Oh, my gosh. Do you think
I
fanned the flames of secret beef?
I think you
spilled the secret beef.
Oh, no. There's so much secret beef all over the table now.
You know what is almost never served at a Thanksgiving?
What's that?
Secret
beef. Secret or not.
Yeah.
I mean, like, beef is usually not served at a Thanksgiving.
So maybe, look, guys, here's Thanksgiving is upon us. In fact, it's
yesterday.
It was yesterday. Uh-oh.
Yeah. It's Black Friday.
It's, oh my gosh.
Everybody stay calm.
Go
stay
get,
calm. Stay calm.
There's plenty of big televisions for everyone.
Seriously, honestly.
Oh my God, you can get a PlayStation 4 with Spider-Man for $200.
Really?
Yeah.
That's insane.
I've already advised Ryan Mogi that this is something she needs to do because she's been talking about Spider-Man for like a year.
Well, presumably, that's why she's not here
It's at a bunch of retail, like Walmart and Best Buy and maybe like Costco or Sam's Club or something like that.
I wish her the best of luck
in
this
Godspeed, girl.
Black Friday adventure. I personally don't do it just because...
I gotta work on Black Friday.
Do you?
You do?
Yes. Because my job sucks.
Patrick,
but you should, by California labor laws, you should get holiday pay for the day after a national holiday.
I don't think that's right.
I think it is.
That may be like a union thing, Kyle. I don't think that's a normal.
It's not a California thing.
I don't think so.
Because I remember when I was an attorney and my bosses would only give me the absolute minimum PTO, I had to take unpaid time off for the Friday after Thanksgiving.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yep.
Join a union, y'all.
Seriously.
You know what? This show isn't normally this political, but I'm going out there. I'm saying it.
No, it's not a political issue. It's a human rights issue.
That's right.
That's right.
I think you should treat your workers fairly.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're against that, then go fuck a brick.
Yeah. Fuck a brick in half.
Yeah. Oh, so interesting. We had different ideas about how the fucking was going to happen with that brick. To me, it going in half was never an option.
Well, I imagine you pick the center hole and you just go until it cracks.
Oh. That
yeah, that's till it cracks and you are raw.
Yeah.
I was picturing like it going sitting inside. On it.
Yeah.
Well, that just makes...
Go sit on a brick.
So you could sit on the brick and then like clench.
No,
until it's in
no,
half.
You could put like half in your boo and then like hit your boo against a wall, and then it would break.
All I'm saying
is boo vagina.
No, your boo is your boo hole.
Oh, okay.
It's your little boo.
You never put a brick in your boo.
Not a brick.
Well, you gotta try it. It's very square. It's very like sharp edges. This is what happens when Ryan and I here.
That's
Ryan
right
now would be like, we need to move on. Yeah, like, she would have transitioned us out of this boo brick hole.
But guys, we've already introduced the topic.
But the topic.
The capital T.
Yes, the day after national holiday topic.
Right, we thought that we would do a potluck of sorts, where we would bring ships that represent different parts of the Thanksgiving meal. So, Kelly, I know you've got a potato ship.
Potato.
Colin, what kind of ship you got?
I hope it's cranberry. I hope. Is it not?
I didn't bring cranberries.
God damn it.
I'm bringing something a little less traditional, but just because it's what I'm actually preparing for Thanksgiving.
Oh.
A savory pie.
Yum! Okay. I love savory pies.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, and I have got a turducken ship.
Oh, John Madden and Barry Sanders. It's a big part of Thanksgiving, whole life.
How many bricks involved in that one, do you think?
Oh, what if John Madden is just secretly filled with bricks?
He's filled with bricks. If you cut
him open,
he
can't fly.
Explode open with bricks.
He keeps pretending he prefers not to fly.
Right. That's why he has the bus, but it's because he's too heavy to fly because he's filled with bricks.
Mm-hmm. Also, I love speaking of John Madden in the present tense. Isn't he past?
Oh, filled with bricks.
He's filled with bricks, man.
Filled with bricks. That's the only way they could keep his corpse down.
Yeah.
Otherwise, that thing was running around town.
He's so energetic.
I hate to speak ill of the dead if he, in fact, is dead.
I don't think we're speaking ill. I think we're saying he sleeps with the brickses.
Are you serious? John Madden dead?
This is so mean.
Oh, there's no way to know. She's ignoring me.
Yeah, she's...
Okay, so...
Anyway, yeah.
Well, okay, so let's proceed throughout the meal in... chronological. Let's start with potatoes.
Okay. A nice little warm-up dish.
Yeah, a nice little warm-up dish.
Going.
Can you guys guess?
Well, so I had also prepared a potato ship, and my potato ship involves Mrs. Potato Head from Toy Story.
Mine does too.
But I'm guessing like neither of you.
I did not ship Mrs. with Mr.
Okay, I shipped Mrs. with Mr.
Okay.
Because I was just going tradish.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Potato on potato.
Right. So tell me what you like about their relationship.
just the part where she's putting in the... Okay, it's just like the bloopers reel.
Well, and that's when we see their real personalities, of course.
Wait, so Mrs. P only arrives. She's teased at the end of the first movie, but is only like a full character in the second. Is that right?
Right, and then she's like not even really... She's like barely a character in the second one. She's more in the third.
Okay.
She's a much more active role in the third. Because the thing is, she pretty much is only in the relationship with Mr.
Mm-hmm.
He tries to take center stage a lot.
Yeah.
And she is like relegated to supporting him.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well then let me think.
And she gets like the line that I remember being like on every single trailer for Toy Story 2 was, "I'm packing your angry eyes."
Yes, the angry
eyes. And like she sold the movie, right?
Yeah.
And that's a killer joke.
It's funny.
Mm. It is so good.
She gives him a key.
Can I tell you who I ship with Mrs. Wait, Potato Head?
Okay, can I guess?
You can try.
Is it from Star Wars?
No.
Is it from
Toy Story?
No.
Is it from Battlestar?
No.
Is it animated?
Animated, yes.
Oh.
Is it from...
for kids?
No.
Horseman?
No.
Good guess, though. Is it from Rick and Morty? Is it Pickle Rick?
No. That's funny, though.
That is vile.
They'd be terrible together.
It's disgusting.
Let me just tell you who it is.
Okay.
It is circa 1995/1996 Marge Simpson. Marge Simpson, also like Mrs. Potato Head, is used to being in a relationship where her partner is taking all of the attention and she's just sort of there to support them in like a frustrating way.
Mm-hmm.
But Marge, in season 5, develops a strange fascination with potatoes and is trying to show the kids interesting potatoes that she's purchased.
Oh my God.
The kids
are like, "Why are you doing this?" And at one point she says, "I just think they're neat." So Marge Simpson, look, mm-hmm. and we know that Marge has like the ability to, you know, form like strong female friendships when she's actually exposed, like Ruth, right? Mm-hmm. Ruth Powers, yep, the next door neighbor.
We've shipped Marge running away from Homer in the past.
Absolutely. And I think that if she could just hook up with Mrs. Potato Head and they could get past the fact that one of them is a toy and the other one is a human being, that they would have a beautiful life together.
I mean, like that.
Imagine the meet cute where Marge is like, opens up a brand new sack of potatoes.
Right.
And reaches in to pull one out. And it's Mrs. Potato Head.
And she's got eyes in a hat. Yeah. And it's cute.
Yeah. And I think that Mrs. Potato Head would laugh at Marge's jokes.
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
Because I feel like not enough people do laugh at Marge's jokes.
Mm-hmm.
So I
she has a very dry sense of humor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And also just like, kind of like, you know, traditional momish type.
Mm.
Which I think that's underrated. I think Agreed. People don't think that moms are funny enough. It's true.
No, I think that's right, because I think Marge saying "I just think they're neat," she kind of knows she's being funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or at the very least, she knows she's being like charming and specific, and like I think that's not going to be enough for Homer, but that's enough for Mrs. Potato Head.
Yeah, I think so. That's good. I prefer that over Mr. Potato Head.
Yeah.
I just like Mr. the Potato Head part. But that's her too, selling.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because she's like putting all this weird shit in his boo.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, it all comes back to the
boo. It all comes back to putting shit in the boo.
She's like, "You'll like it. It's square."
Yeah. Okay, so then after you eat potatoes.
Right. So your pie is savory, Colin?
Yes, it's a savory pie. So
I'd say before turkey.
Before the main course. Okay.
Yeah.
Because you're all still passing. Dad's still carving the turducken.
Well, and the one I'm preparing is going to be a vegetable pot pie, which is not everyone's favorite.
Okay. But
I like them. I like a good like chive and goat cheese. Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I mean, I'm going to go more traditional, like the flavors you would find in a turkey or chicken pot pie, you know, like a classic like gravy with celery and peas and mushrooms and good things like that to keep the sort of wholesomeness of Thanksgiving. But I like it to get a bunch of meat eaters to eat my vegetable pot pie because it is a bird-centric meal. So that's like my pitch. Like, you don't need more bird.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, that's
too
great,
much.
Great pitch,
it's too much
great
bird.
Pitch.
You're getting a big bird. Have a little savory vegetable pie.
Maybe you're getting three birds stuffed inside of each other.
There is something unholy.
Yeah.
It's awful.
Disgusting.
It is a parody of food, right?
It's just, I mean, the amount of excess.
Yeah.
And also just the hubris. Cruelty. The hubris and cruelty yes. involved in a turducken. Like, can you imagine if you came across, like in a world where we didn't know turduckens existed, if you sure. saw someone stuffing the corpse of one creature into the corpse of another, you'd be like, this is some fucking, like...
Right. You'd be like, human creepy. Centipede makes sense
yes.
to me now.
Yeah.
It's Cronenberg-y.
Yes.
Because
yes.
once
yes.
they're all three combined, they will transform into some crazy, like, James Wood monster that
right.
Chases
yes.
you.
Yes. So anyway, and I'm a meat eater. This is a meat eater talking, so I'm, like, not biased. I think it's fucking nasty and you're all going to hell. Okay.
Kelly's right.
Okay. I'm sorry to take away. I just sorry. Had to
yes,
condemn
your veggie pot pie.
So well, you have this veggie pot pie.
Yes. So I like to believe, I mean, if you watch the show, you can suggest that other circumstances brought these characters together. But I like to believe that the glue that holds their relationship of these three is the deliciousness of a meat pot pie, pigeon pies, mutton pies.
Okay.
Dragon pies, perhaps. There's one what? Season what? Left. What? We don't know.
Oh, my God. I know what you're fucking talking about. Okay, say it.
Arya Stark,
yeah.
Kedri, and Hot Pie.
Hot Pie!
I mean, okay.
I love those two.
I do love them together.
Yeah,
are you
good.
Talking about just friends, or does it become something more?
Well, so I have a scenario. I've been thinking about it all
yeah,
day.
Lay it on me.
You've been writing it yeah. on fanfiction.net.
AO3.
AO3's better.
So I've shipped Arya and Gendry from the beginning.
Yeah.
I love them. I think he is a perfect like little beta male for like a woman like her. I think they're mm-hmm. amazing couple. I didn't mean to say beta male in a dismissive way.
No, I don't think any of us took it that way.
Okay.
No.
But I think maybe good to clarify for the listeners.
Yeah. Well, I think it's good because there's I think let's specify maybe that he's just beta to her, as
yes.
opposed to beta yeah. male to another male.
Right. And I think there's a negative connotation. I mean, I think in a lot of ways, I identify myself as a beta male. I enjoy groups. I enjoy making people happy, doing what serves the greater good. Things that necessarily aren't generally thought of when you think of like an alpha.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with being socially or sexually sub. I mean, like, that, I
let
think...
Let me tell you something.
It's great.
I think it's great.
Let me fucking tell you something.
What's
right
up, girl?
Now. I hate an alpha male.
Bah.
I...
Bah.
Capital H. Hate an alpha male almost as much as I hate the obscenity that is a turducken. I...
if you see a man... so, oh, it's fucking... It's an alpha male.
Alpha meal.
That is an alpha meal.
Oh my god,
I hate it so fucking much.
I hate it
much.
So fucking much. I don't enjoy alpha males because A, tiring.
Right.
B,
shut the fuck up.
Yeah, shut up. Shut the fuck up. C, button up your shirt.
Depends. Depends on how far away you are.
Sure, sure.
It's like if you're all the way across the room, like, yeah, you can leave it unbuttoned.
Here's the thing. Do you look good?
Yeah.
Leave it unbuttoned. Are you confident? Okay. But you can also have confidence as a beta male, too.
Absolutely.
Quiet confidence.
Mm-hmm.
Look, just because you know your place in the world and because you understand your relationships with other people doesn't mean that you also have to fucking control everyone.
I would also
argue
that an alpha male is not confident because he's walking around being
Fair
like,
point.
I need to be number one because if I'm not number one, I'm what? Nothing.
Well, I mean, no one person is one way all the time.
Chameleoning.
Yeah, we all code switch a little bit.
Yeah, there's code switching. Well, but no, with as being, if you're an alpha male, part of it is the struggle. And so to show weakness, that just leaves availability for another alpha to come take your herd. So I think that's where the false confidence comes from, because you have to always pretend that you're on top of the hill.
Sure, that's the way that you assert your social value, which is something that a beta male does not have to do.
Also, if you're beta type of person at all, So, like, then you can like have fun and sometimes be alpha and then sometimes not. If you're alpha and you're sometimes not alpha, then you're losing the room.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yes.
But if you're like, if you're beta and you're like, surprise, I'm going to be like dominant. Everyone's like, what?
Like, oh my God.
Oh my God. God. What
is this?
You always get I so like crazy it. When we play Settlers of Catan.
You get so crazy.
It's so crazy. Oh my God. Longest road. You're not. Stop just trying to get longest road. You'll never win that way. Oh my God, you're crazy.
I want to hear the scenario okay. that gets hit Hot Pie and Gendry and Arya.
When does it change well, to sex you out?
Well, it gets,
when this, are we in the series?
In my fantasy, I think we're current. Or
I thought you meant when are we three also going to be there?
Well, I of course mean this. When is same day shipping? Game of Thrones crossover going to happen because yeah. Oh, it will, and it will be wait. As obscene as a motherfucking turducken.
Yeah, it will.
It'll be okay. a parody of entertainment.
I'll have sex with any of them.
Seriously, who would I would have sex with any of them?
Any of them.
All at once or one at a time?
I mean, like the remember the very dirty poor old man who like dies in the mud, and then Arya like mercy kills him and explains that like nothing isn't bad, nothing is just nothing, mm-hmm. and stabs him through the heart. Fuck that guy.
I'd fuck any of those dirty peasants.
Oh, I see. So you're just horny.
Yeah, but that's...
Yeah, that's great.
But that's our place in the Game of Thrones reality.
Are you about to die or already dead? We'll fuck you.
Okay, so where... To We've got circle back to the yeah. question
yes.
that Patrick was making before I ruined everything. When in the series is this?
So I... like to think of it as current, or because they're all busy, so maybe after the series is concluded.
That is how I would describe where they are right now. They're all
busy. Very busy. They're very busy.
Hot Pie slightly less busy.
Look, there's small well, small ways to be busy. He does have to run that entire inn.
Yeah.
Well, he's maybe he's managing the day shift.
Here's the thing.
He's inventing ways to bake breads into the shapes he's of running wolf
the
heads.
Kitchen. That's the thing. He's running the kitchen.
Very busy.
Yes. And he could possibly put that in on the map with his kitchen.
Absolutely.
If that becomes a destination spot for soldiers and mercenaries, forget about it.
Yeah.
Anyway, so the war is over. It concludes in some fashion. Who knows what's going to happen?
Who cares? Immaterial.
Exactly.
Right.
Gendry and Arya are brought back together at last. Arya, with the weight of the war and all she's lost and all she's fought for, is now faced with that moment.
Oh, yeah. List is complete.
Yeah.
What happens now?
Do I become a Lady of the North? Do I become a member of upstanding society and, like, represent my family name? Or do I go to the Bone Zone with my hot older guy who I've been into since I was like 12 years old.
Right.
Or do they like, you know, do some like magic paper signing and make him royalty as well? But let's not do that because I don't like that as much.
Yeah.
I don't need him to be royalty.
So he's like, you know what? And he calls her m'lady because that's like a fun callback.
Yeah.
And she's like, I'm not your lady. I'm your love. And they kiss.
That's so good.
And then they're kind of like, you know, stuff happens.
Sure.
And then afterwards, they're like, I am so hungry right now. It's like, oh God, I haven't been this hungry since back when we were on the King's Road. It's like, oh my God, that was crazy. Do you remember that brown bread that Hot Pie used to make? It's like, oh, that was the best brown bread. And his savory pies were so good too.
Yes.
And then they just get it into their head. Like at 4 a.m. when you can't not Postmates some Thai food.
Right.
You just have to have it. They go back to the King's Road.
Okay.
All the way down to the inn.
Okay.
Who's there now? Inherited the inn from the creepy old lady who bought him from a band of missionaries.
Yes.
Mercenaries. Yeah. She's dead.
Good.
Old age or killed in the war.
Fine.
Immaterial.
Right. Doesn't matter. Let's blow
he's
past
running
it.
The
Maybe
inn.
She's royalty now. Who knows?
And they get there, and they're like, you know, hardened and like tough from the war, and they've seen some shit. But they get there, and as they approach, they can smell the brown bread.
Oh my God!
And they can smell
Hot Pie
the
is the promise of a life after the war.
That's right. And the
Fuck
three of
Carl.
them, live in that inn quietly and happily with Arya sneaking off at night to do side missions that are awesome.
Can I add something to it?
Yeah.
Okay, so they're sitting there, right, with uh-huh. with Hot Pie. Hot Pie?
This is name, Hot right? Pie.
Hot
yeah.
Pie. Hot Pie. Yeah.
Okay, so they are people that have only ever known war, mm. right? And so Gendry and Arya are kind of like, they're just like, well, what do we do now that it's over? Like, what do we do? What's our plan for the future? And then Hot Pie is like, well, we don't have to. He's like, what about, who cares about the future? Let's just have today. And then they just mm-hmm. keep having today.
And they just mm-hmm. keep rubbing each other.
They keep, they're like,
they
all
don't stop.
Fuck each other under the table.
Just dry humping each other raw through layers of chainmail.
And brick.
I do like that. Oh, I like
that's a
that.
Good
that's
really
that's a good.
Ship.
Thanks, guys. Yeah, I hope it comes true.
I hope it knock knock. Hope it
hear
comes
that,
true.
George R.R.
Get writing.
Get mm. writing. Mm. I know he's been feeling a lot of pressure lately. So I read like a headline about the whole article recently saying that he was feeling a lot of pressure about the next book. But like, hey, just put that in there and you'll be fine.
It's fine.
Yeah.
It's fine. No one cares. We're just going to watch the show.
Okay. So we've all had. We are going to just watch it.
I mean, I'm certainly just.
I'm just gonna watch it.
I'm just gonna watch it.
Okay, so now we've had our pie. Mm-hmm.
We've had our potatoes.
Dad has like armed up the like carver,
vibrating knife.
The vibrating knife.
He's right. White knuckling the right. hilt of this knife. He wants.
He's got to cut through three animals.
Yeah, and he's never been trained on this.
No,
people just give Dad the knife.
I know.
He bought it on SkyMall. That maniac.
Here's the thing. Dad is only an alpha when that turducken is on the table.
That's right. That's right.
Dad is so sweet and like.
Normally just, very calm and sweet. Yeah.
That turducken hits the table.
Oh, then he like gets like, he starts sweating immediately.
Right. He doesn't actually want to do it.
No, yeah. He doesn't want to do it at all.
Must. He is.
He must.
He so is Dad as nervous stands. As.
Yeah,
and
he's,
leans
he's
in.
Standing.
And cuts.
Patrick is standing and gesturing.
And he keeps going like, oh, come on now.
Come on, come on, come on, oh, come on. And then every like 3 or 4 minutes, you hear, oh, that's a good piece. My turducken ship.
Okay.
Is as follows.
What could it be?
The first ingredient in the turducken ship is Scrooge McDuck. Scrooge McDuck. Hold on. I'm gonna weave a little bit of a story here.
You're gonna have to.
Thank you.
Both Colin and I like flinch.
Well, I just realized that it's gonna be animals, and now I can't not picture Scrooge McDuck being shoved inside of someone.
I know. He's in the inside of two other things.
No, he's in the middle, right?
Turducken. Oh yeah, there's a chicken under him.
So Scrooge McDuck, he is on a mission.
Okay.
He travels the world finding treasure.
Sure,
right?
He's busy.
So he's looking for Robin Hood's bow. Okay, a mythical object. So he goes to Gizmo Duck or whoever the fuck and says like, "Help me find this thing." And so Gizmo Duck devises some sort of contraption that's like, "You have to go here." He flies to England. He's like going around. He's got this. This thing that's trying to like locate the Robin Hood's bow, and it's boom, 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 boom. It's closer and closer. Uh-huh. And he gets to the site, and there's no bow there. What? And then the gadget transports him back in time.
What?
To it when does that too?
Yeah, it brings him to the bow, which no longer exists in the present. So it is bringing him back to the 12th century.
What?
The time of Robin Hood.
Yeah.
But since this is Scrooge McDuck, we are in the Disney universe, and this is the Disney Robin Hood featuring the fox.
Okay, the hot fox.
Hot
one
fox.
Of the hottest Disney people.
Totally
ever.
One of the hottest.
Yes. Opinion held highly by two members of Same Day Shipping.
No, I would say three. Ryan thinks so, too.
Oh, yeah, I was including her.
Oh, I also
it's hot too. You don't think the fox is hot?
He's hot. He's a hot fox. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to start controversy.
Four out of four shippers agree.
Yes.
The fox is hot. Okay, so
here's the thing.
He's in that time.
Robin Hood's not around. Maid Marian, not around. They're off like doing whatever adventures.
Where's little Jay?
Also adventures.
Oh.
But you know who is there?
Who?
Maid Marian's lady in waiting, Lady Cluck, a chicken. who speaks with a Scottish accent. So she and Scrooge McDuck have an ancestry in common, despite the fact that one is a chicken and one is a duck.
Sure.
And she is always game to go on like whatever adventures.
She's game.
She's game. She's foul, I guess. But, but so they then go on an adventure to get the thing together. And like she does all of, she's basically Scrooge's muscle during this.
Yeah, she is. Yeah.
That's kind of fun.
And they have a great time on their adventure together. There's no turkey in this.
God damn it. Then why are you doing this?
Because it's a chicken. Duck? It's a duck. It's just a chicken.
Okay.
Here's the thing. Can you name a fictional turkey?
Okay. What about this? What if they get together and they get some construction paper and crayons and they make some
hand turkeys?
Like winged turkeys together.
They don't even have hands. That's the problem.
A sexy turkey for those two. Huh.
Are you Googling fictional turkeys? Because I already tried this.
Type famous cartoon turkey.
Right. And there's like the genetically modified turkeys from South Park. And I'm like, pass.
One of them voiced by Jerry Seinfeld. Fun fact.
Okay. I'm looking at five famous turkeys. Let's see if any of these are hot enough to get involved. So there's the Freebirds turkeys. I don't know about
No one knows what that is.
The Freebirds?
The turkey that's on Monica's head in France.
That turkey's already dead.
The first presidential pardon turkey. What about the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade turkey balloon?
Okay, fine. So then Scrooge takes her back to the future.
Yeah.
Or back to the present. And she's like, show me what your world has to offer. And he's like, hi, Lassie. We've got a Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Is that your Scrooge McDuck?
It was a bad one.
I love it.
And so they go and they see a giant turkey balloon and they fuck under it.
Cool. Fuck on top of it. They got
wings. Fuck on top of it.
Or inside it. Because it is a
turducken.
They have to.
She's putting
pegging
her.
Him.
She's putting her.
Yeah, she's got to be pegging him. Yeah.
Wing finger?
She could be wing fingering.
So wing finger up his cloaca?
Yes.
Yeah, well, his little corkscrew dick.
Oh, right. He has a corkscrew dick.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It's just like caressing the side of the balloon.
Right, that's right.
Wow, inside. Birds are disgusting.
Birds
huh?
are really foul.
Birds are the grossest.
They're
yeah.
very gross.
I also did have like just a straight pie ship.
Ooh, dessert.
Like dessert. We're too dessert. I don't know what more could possibly be said about it, but it is Ned and Chuck from Pushing Daisies, the two central characters.
Yeah,
on that show.
Yeah, I love them.
That show's just so like sweet, and I don't know. There's something very like I don't know. I just like that they'll never be able to touch, and that's like. That's it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They're just sweet and in love.
My pie ship is Jason Biggs and the pie he fucked.
Oh, damn.
Disgusting.
Fuck that pie in half.
A walking turducken. Disgusting.
Guys, should we take a question from Twitter?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
If you would like to have your question read and answered on the show, you should tweet at us at ShippleDips. That's Shipple like nipple and Dips like nips. Or you can use the hashtag ShippleDips, or you can tweet or email us by emailing shippledipshow@gmail.com. We had a question from Aiden at AidenSwim70. She just started listening to Same Day Shipping and super loved these conversations. A little disappointed they skipped right over Moriarty and Bellatrix because a concept, but still so much fun.
Okay, we have to touch back on this.
Right.
Because here's the thing. We fought about this before the show started.
Right.
Patrick
is this
and
a
I
conversation we had?
Are on team. I don't remember saying this. Colin is claiming that I was the one talking about this. I may have.
You well, do like crossover ships with Harry Potter stuff.
I do, but don't you think that like you got, because I don't think this ship is nasty.
Right. In fact, it's hot.
It's hot as shit.
Here's the thing.
A non-stop.
And this is, I put this as a tick in the evidence column that Kelly did say it. Again, we cannot review the tape.
Why? Because it's hot.
That's right.
No, because when you heard Patrick reading that tweet earlier, you immediately go, oh, I love that ship. It's like, yes, it's in your bones.
It is in my bones, but usually my ships from Harry Potter are nasty.
Great point.
Like, only recently have they not been. And Moriarty and Bellatrix is thumbs way up. Love that.
Thumbs up both their booze.
Way both their booze have thumbs in them.
Oh my God. You know they are doing like the nastiest, awesomest stuff together.
Yeah.
Like I bet it's great.
I bet there's some like I bet you like they look like that scene in The Exorcist where she's like going down the stairs.
The one where she's masturbating with a crucifix?
Or doing like the crab walk.
The crab walk. Also, yeah, throw in that. Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
And why not the projectile vomiting too?
Yeah. Yeah,
I mean, I'm sure there's like so much like interesting play happening.
Do you think they like fuck with each other, like set up like mind games, and, like mind traps for each other to like, or like puzzles they need to solve? Like,
yeah.
How, because of course it's going to be fucked up. They're both villains, right? But like,
and Bellatrix is like very evil.
Yeah. She's like a mad dog who just needs to be like directed to do something.
Yeah. She's like very, very, very evil.
Do you think Moriarty, first of all, top or bottom, Moriarty?
Bottom.
Yeah, I think so. But like a commanding bottom.
Yeah.
A bottom that demands Bellatrix do some fucked up shit to him, and she relishes the opportunity.
Yeah. And I think she, like, the only times that she, like, is, quote, bottom, she's just tricking him. She's just gonna, like, mess with him or something.
That's perfect. That's like the anti-turducken.
Yeah.
I love it.
I love that. Put that on my Thanksgiving table.
Hey, guys.
Two relationships.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.